Guest analyst this afternoon, Bob Liebach, and president of RML Trading. Bob, we saw kind of a quiet market once again here today with beans slightly higher and the rest of the grains a little bit lower.
Yep. Overnight, there was a little more concern over the virus going on in China. A few more people had become sick or actually died, I guess. So that had all the markets down overnight. Stock market was down like about 250 or so on the Dow. Crude was down. Grains were down for the most part. Later on here during the day, seemed to be less importance of that issue, and the stock markets come back here just about unchanged or down limited losses compared to where it was that started this morning. And the bean market took a run at the $9 in March. We couldn't get over it, but we're going to close up 3.25. However, the wheat and the corn down all day. They did come back a little bit in Chicago, a couple off the recent low during the day here. But just kind of looked like spread-type trading. Exports about in line with what was expected. And got a three-day weekend coming up now on Monday with President's Day. So just news out of China just keeps back and forth. One day it looks like it's getting controlled, and then the next day maybe not so much. Kind of affected the cattle and the hogs here recently, too. Hogs, or the cattle, I should say, had been putting in a pretty decent move on the upside, and then we broke when some of this news came out here a couple weeks ago. And the hogs also kind of following the news. One day, news-wise, everything was getting a little better, and the hogs were limit up for a day or a day and a half, and then they pulled back again. So choppy trade, to say the least.
Yeah, although they did put a pretty firm day in today as well, all the way across the livestock markets.
Yeah, cattle were up 65 and feeders up $1.77, hogs up 30. But they did start off lower, and as I mentioned, just with the news overnight, seemed to get the lesser concern as the day progressed.
Yeah. Anything else we need to be talking about?
No, I, I would get some of that news, some new China news, some new agreement or phase two or whatever they want to call it, or without a weather market, kind of scared we're going to keep chopping around here until something perks up demand-wise. And only thing I can see right now is that the China news gets to be better as we move forward, and or if we get some winter wheat area issues, like we're getting in that time of the year now where it can warm up and then they can drop off and get real cold again. So with the winter wheat acres less, that could be something that could happen here as we move forward, but time will tell.
Bob Liebach at RML Trading.